Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
All right, picture this. You're driving along, maybe it's a busy city street, or perhaps you're cruising down the highway and suddenly, sputter. Your car's engine just dies.
Oh yeah.
You know that gut-wrenching feeling of stalling? Right?
Definitely. Most people who've driven older cars have felt that.
It's a classic experience for anyone who's spent time behind the wheel of a traditional internal combustion engine or ICE vehicle. That moment when the delicate balance of air, fuel, and spark.
Magic trio.
Right. The holy trinity that keeps your gas car purring gets thrown off just enough to make the whole thing conk out.
And it can be startling, you know, maybe inconvenient or even genuinely dangerous, depending on where you are.
Exactly. At a busy intersection or on the highway, not ideal. But here's the curveball that often pops up in conversations about the future of transportation. What about electric vehicles? Do they even stall?
That's a great question. Because instinctively, you think, no, right.
Yeah, it's a question that challenges a pretty common assumption, isn't it? Many of us think EVs are immune to such issues because, well, they don't have engines, they don't have fuel lines.
No spark plugs?
Certainly no spark plugs to foul. They're supposed to be simpler, with fewer moving parts, less prone to mechanical drama, almost futuristic in their inherent reliability. They just
depth of perception, absolutely. Smoother, quieter, less mechanically fussy.
Which is precisely why today's deep dive is so fascinating. We're here to unpack the surprising news of a recent BMW EV recall affecting more than 70,000 vehicles, no less, all because of sudden power loss.
Wow, 70,000. That's significant.
It really is. And this isn't your granddad's mechanical breakdown. This is something entirely different, something deeply rooted in the complex, interconnected world of modern software and high-tech automotive engineering.
So not the usual suspects.
Not at all. Our mission today is to unravel the specifics of this intriguing recall. We're going to extract the essential insights from the source material, providing you, our listener, with a shortcut to understanding not just what happened, but why it matters for the future of electric vehicles and how we interact with them.
Right.
We'll explore the problem, the innovative digital solution BMW is deploying, and what it all means for the evolving definition of vehicle reliability in this incredible, rapidly accelerating digital age we're living in.
That's right. It's a critical discussion because the very concept of a stall is being fundamentally redefined in the EV era.
How so?
Well, when we talk about a traditional car stalling, as you just mentioned, we're thinking about a mechanical or electrical glitch something impacting that precise air, fuel, and spark mixture that's essential for combustion.
Make a physical problem.
Exactly. It's a physical fundamental breakdown in the engine's ability to generate power. And yes, the source material rightly points out the potential dangers, particularly if it happens at a busy intersection or on a high-speed highway where you suddenly lose all propulsion.
Yeah, that loss of control over forward momentum.
Precisely. It's immediate loss of power, typically without much warning, maybe just a sputter.
But for an EV, the term stall almost feels, well, out of place, doesn't it?
It does feel anachronistic, yeah. There's no engine in the traditional sense, no volatile combustion cycle to interrupt, no exhaust fumes to monitor.
Right.
The general perception, as you hinted, is that EVs are inherently simpler, containing far fewer moving parts compared to an ICE vehicle.
Which leads people to think.
Leads many to assume they are less prone to mechanical failures.
Yeah.
So when we hear about an EV losing power, our minds might initially struggle to reconcile that with our conventional understanding of a stall. How could an electric motor, which seems so straightforward, just stop.
It's such a different experience, too. Think about the sensory contrast. In a gas car, when it stalls, there's often a violent cough, a sputtering sound, maybe a lurch, and then a deafening silence followed by the unnerving sensation of the car just gliding to a halt.
You feel it. You hear it struggle.
Definitely. But in an EV, which is already incredibly quiet, often just the subtle hum of the motor or the gentle whir of acceleration, what would that sudden stop feel like?
It would be strange, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Almost unnerving in its silence.
Yeah, seamless, smooth machine suddenly just stopping. It creates a very different kind of disruption to the driving experience, perhaps even more disorienting because of the lack of warning noises.
You're expecting silence, but not that kind of silence, the absence of the expected hum.
Exactly.
And you've hit on a core distinction there. This sensory difference helps set up our central aha moment for this segment, which is the surprising reality the source material reveals. Well, it turns out there are ways for even today's EVs to stall out too.
Well, it can happen.
It can. And BMW just recently issued a recall for such an issue. It forces us to fundamentally rethink what reliability, failure, and even the basic act of driving mean in this new automotive landscape.
It's not just a hypothetical anymore.
No, it's happening with leading manufacturers right now.
And what's particularly striking about this specific recall is that it's not affecting some older, early generation electric vehicles. Quite the opposite.
These aren't the first EVs off the line.
Not at all. The specific models affected are relatively recent additions to BMW's electric lineup, showcasing their cutting-edge technology. We're talking about the 2022 to 2025 BMW i4s,
okay.
The 2022 to 2024 i7s, and the 2024 i5s. These aren't old models nearing the end of their life cycle. These are premium, high-performance electric vehicles that BMW has released in just the last few years.
Their latest and greatest, essentially.
Pretty much.
That's a crucial observation. It immediately tells us that even leading manufacturers, who are at the very forefront of EV technology and heavily invested in its future, can face unexpected challenges.
Challenges that manifest in new ways.
Exactly, in ways we haven't historically seen. It really emphasizes the sheer complexity involved in developing these new, highly integrated, software-defined systems.
It's not just about building a good electric motor anymore, is it?
Not by a long shot. It's about making sure all the digital systems play nicely together, all the time, under all conditions, which is, frankly, a huge task.
Indeed. So for you, the listener, if you or someone you know drives one of these models, what would your immediate reaction be to hearing about a recall involving sudden power loss?
Yeah, that would probably cause some concern, maybe even alarm.
For many, it would be a pretty significant concern, absolutely. But here's a silver lining the source mentions right away, hinting at the modern nature of the solution. Fortunately for owners, it's not hard to affix.
Okay. That's good news.
That itself is a stark contrast to many traditional recalls that often involve complex, time-consuming mechanical work or parts replacements.
Right, waiting for parts, booking appointments weeks out.
Exactly. The method of resolution here is almost as intriguing as the problem itself. Now, let's really zoom in on the specifics of this BMW recall and understand what actually went wrong.
Okay, let's dig in.
First off, let's talk about the sheer scope of this issue. We're not dealing with an isolated incident here or a small batch of vehicles.
You mentioned the number earlier.
Right. The recall affects a substantial number of vehicles, a total of 70,852 cars across those i4, 9X, i7, and i5 model lines we just mentioned.
70,852.
Yeah.
It's a lot of cars.
It is. And if we break that down by model, you really get a clear sense of the scale and where the concentration lies.
Okay.
The source specifies that most of those affected vehicles are i4s and 9Xs, with more than 35,000 of the i4s and over 25,000 of the iXs impacted.
So the bulk are those two models.
Correct. The i7s and i5s are present in smaller numbers, with less than 6,000 and less than 5,000 affected, respectively.
Still, if we connect this to the bigger picture, nearly 71,000 vehicles is a truly substantial number for a relatively new lineup of luxury EVs.
Absolutely.
It immediately raises an important question for me. What kind of underlying issue could affect so many different, albeit related, models.
Suggesting a common system or component.
Right? Exactly. Across these diverse platforms, my initial thought is it points to a shared piece of fundamental architecture, likely software or a core controller, rather than a single faulty physical component unique to one model?
That's the key question, isn't it? When a problem spans multiple models, it strongly suggests a common root cause.
Usually does.
And the answer, as BMW discovered through their diagnostic process after occasional vehicles coming in for warranty work, isn't a faulty motor or a broken wire.
Not mechanical in the old sense.
Nope, not a mechanical defect in the traditional sense. It was pinpointed to a core problem. The high voltage electrical system had a software issue.
Ah, okay. Software. That fits the pattern.
It does.
This is where it gets really interesting and fundamentally different from an ICE vehicle stall.
How so?
The problem isn't that the high voltage system is dangerous or about to physically fail in some way, like a worn out bearing or a leaking seal.
Okay.
Instead, the glitch is in the software that manages that system. As the source explains, and this is crucial, the system's computer may decide that the system must be shut down to prevent a fire or plausible electrical shock.
Right. Sounds like a safety feature.
It is meant to be. But here's the kicker. When no such problem exists.
Ah, so a false alarm.
Precisely. This isn't an actual impending danger. It's the car's brain misinterpreting data, essentially getting a false alarm, and then, in an abundance of caution programmed into it, shutting everything down unnecessarily.
So it's almost like the car's most advanced safety system got spooked by a phantom threat and hit the emergency stop button.
That's a pretty good analogy, actually. It got spooked. Mm-hmm.
This really raises a profound question. What does it mean when the brain of the car makes a mistake like this?
Yeah, it's complex.
We're no longer talking about a simple circuit shorting out or a faulty sensor producing incorrect readings in isolation.
No, it's layers deep in the code.
We're talking about complex algorithms and billions of lines of code making critical yet erroneous safety decisions. Think about the fierce scale of modern automotive software controlling everything from battery management to traction, infotainment, and advanced driver assistance systems.
It's mind-bogglingly complex.
The potential for these kinds of software-driven errors, even in systems designed for safety, becomes a whole new dimension of vulnerability that we simply didn't have to contend with in purely mechanical vehicles.
Precisely. To put it another way, imagine your home security system suddenly thinking there's an intruder when it's just your cat walking past a motion sensor.
Okay, annoying but usually harmless.
Right. Now apply that level of false positive to a safety critical system in a car. The high voltage electrical system in an EV is its very circulatory system. The battery, the inverters, the motors, the charging circuits.
Everything power related.
Everything. A software bug in that system, perhaps misinterpreting a tiny voltage fluctuation or a momentary sensor anomaly as a critical fault, leads to this unnecessary shutdown.
And fixing that isn't straightforward.
No, the debugging process for something like this is immensely complex, requiring specialists to sift through lines of code, simulate scenarios, and trace data flows a far cry from a mechanic physically inspecting a carburetor.
Right. Different skill set entirely. And in terms of real-world impact, the source is very clear about what happens if this software glitch occurs while you're driving. The loss of the high voltage system would mean the motors would no longer have power, effectively stalling them.
Okay, so you lose propulsion.
Exactly, meaning the car wouldn't be able to accelerate or maintain speed under its own power. That's a pretty terrifying thought in itself, especially if you're on a highway.
It is. But here's where the layered safety design of modern vehicles, particularly EVs, becomes apparent and offers a crucial distinction.
Okay, what's the safety net?
The source details some vital safety nets. Apparently, in the event the high voltage system shuts down, a warning would pop up on the instrument panel.
Good. A warning.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
The driver would have 15 to 20 seconds before motor power would go away.
15 to 20 seconds, that's actually quite a bit of time.
It is. This is not an instantaneous, unannounced death of power. That's a vital heads up, a significant grace period giving you a small but critical window to react and assess the situation.
That 15 to 20 seconds is huge. Imagine the difference between a sudden, jarring halt and having nearly half a minute to react.
Absolutely.
With that kind of warning, you could potentially navigate to the side of the road, activate hazard lights, and avoid a much more dangerous situation.
Right. You have time to plan a maneuver.
And the source also emphasizes that power steering and power braking assists would still be functional.
Oh, that's critical.
This is a significant distinction that prevents a catastrophic outcome. While certainly inconvenient and potentially dangerous to lose propulsion, the fact that you retain the ability to steer the vehicle and engage the brakes means the car doesn't become an uncontrollable brick.
You still have control over fundamental safety functions. You can guide it.
Exactly.
You've highlighted exactly why that's so important. The car becomes essentially a glider, but one you can still control and bring to a safe stop.
Okay.
And crucially, on the safety record side, BMW has not received any reports of any accidents, nor any deaths or injuries related to this particular issue.
That's amazing, given 70,000 vehicles.
It is. That's a huge relief, especially given the number of vehicles affected and the nature of the power loss. It strongly suggests that the 15-20-second warning window, coupled with the retained braking and steering, was effective in preventing serious incidents.
So what does this all mean for you as a driver? How would you react with that 15 to 20 seconds to spare? It still requires quick thinking to safely pull over, but it's a far cry from an instantaneous, unannounced shutdown.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's a testament to how modern vehicles are designed with multiple layers of redundancy and warning systems, even when a core component faces an issue.
It's a sophisticated response to a sophisticated problem.
Well put.
Now, let's talk about the solution to this problem, because this is where the truly revolutionary aspect of modern vehicle technology shines through.
Okay, the fix.
This recall is a game changer in terms of how recalls are typically handled. The source explicitly states, many recalls require the owner to make a trip to the dealer.
The dreaded dealership visit.
Exactly. But since this recall is for software, this one can be solved at home.
At home. Wow.
Yeah.
This is a massive leap forward in vehicle ownership and maintenance. BMW will issue an update that will change the software to eliminate the potential of that unnecessary shutdown.
Just like updating your phone.
Pretty much. And that update, as the source points out, can be downloaded over the air from home.
Over the air. OTA.
OTA. Think about it. No more scheduling an appointment, no more taking time off work, no more arranging for a loaner vehicle, and certainly no more waiting in the dealership lounge for hours.
The convenience factor is huge.
Truly unparalleled for the consumer.
Exactly. It's as simple as updating the operating system on your smartphone or getting a new patch for your computer. You just connect to Wi-Fi, often from your own driveway or garage, and the car effectively updates itself.
That's incredible.
But if, for some reason, an owner can't or simply doesn't want to download it from home, maybe they have spotty internet or they just prefer dealer interaction.
They're just not comfortable with it yet.
Right, that too. The option is still there to go to a dealer and they will install the software update.
So there's still a backup plan.
Yes. And as with any recall, the fix is entirely free, which is always good news for owners.
Of course.
They'll also be sending out notification letters to all affected owners. And for anyone with questions, BMW has a dedicated contact number, 1-800-525-7417.
Good to know. Let's really unpack this convenience, because it's a game changer, not just for owners, but for manufacturers too.
How so for the manufacturers?
Well, this shift to over-the-air, or OTA, updates fundamentally transforms the recall process. The source material offers a succinct, powerful statement on this. Over-the-air is simply the most reasonable, efficient, effective method to administer software updates.
Reasonable, efficient, effective. Hard to argue with that.
Especially when you consider the alternative.
And that's not an overstatement when you consider the sheer logistics of a traditional recall. Imagine needing 70,000 vehicles to come into dealerships.
The coordination, the parts maybe, the service bay time.
It's a monumental undertaking, costly for the manufacturer and incredibly inconvenient for the owners. OTA bypasses all of that.
It does. For BMW, it means a faster, far more cost-effective way to address issues across tens of thousands of vehicles without the logistical nightmare of individual dealer visits for every single one.
Less downtime for the car, less cost for them.
Exactly. This translates to reduced labor costs, less strain on their service network, and a quicker resolution to a safety concern, which is critical for their brand reputation.
Yeah, and for owners.
For owners, it means unparalleled convenience and, perhaps most importantly, a potentially faster resolution of safety issues. What's fascinating here is how this technology fundamentally shifts the paradigm of vehicle maintenance and even safety.
From physical to digital.
Right. It moves from reactive physical intervention, a technician physically replacing a part, to proactive digital deployment of a fix. It's a fundamental change to how cars are designed, serviced, and even perceived.
You've hit on a core distinction there. If we connect this to the bigger picture, this kind of software-driven fix is a significant leap forward in automotive engineering and customer service.
Absolutely.
It opens up a whole world of possibilities beyond just fixing bugs. What are the long-term implications for the lifespan of vehicles? Could cars actually improve after you buy them?
That's the exciting part, isn't it? Much like our smart devices receive updates that enhance features, improve performance, or fix bugs over time.
Yeah. It really changes the traditional model of a car being a static product the moment it leaves the lot.
It could. Manufacturers could potentially offer continuous improvements, even new features, throughout the car's lifetime.
Maybe even moving towards a more service-oriented business model.
It's definitely a possibility being explored. Performance tuning, new infotainment features, updated safety algorithms, all delivered wirelessly.
Now, let's step back and consider the broader implications of this recall and what it tells us about the future of electric vehicles.
Okay, the bigger picture.
This deep dive really illustrates that as vehicles become increasingly defined by their software, essentially becoming computers on wheels, their vulnerabilities shift dramatically.
Right.
The engine conking out of yesterday is replaced by the software glitch of today. It's a new frontier of potential issues.
Absolutely. This means that for you, the consumer, understanding your vehicle is no longer just about horsepower and torque or the feel of the road.
It's more than just the mechanics now.
It's increasingly also about kilobytes and lines of code, software versions, and update cycles. The invisible architecture of software becomes as critical as the visible mechanics.
And it profoundly changes the diagnostic process.
Oh, completely. A mechanic is now as much a software technician, plugging into the car system, interpreting error codes, and flashing new firmware as they are a wrench turner.
And it's important to note that this isn't an isolated incident in the high-tech automotive world, is it?
No, unfortunately not. These kinds of software gremlins are popping up across the industry.
While our focus today is on the BMW recall, the landscape of automotive news is dotted with similar challenges. We've even seen articles like the one titled, "Bricked Lucid EV Exposes One Weak Point of High-Tech Cars," that hint at other software issues affecting other cutting-edge vehicles.
Right, the Lucid situation was another example, maybe more extreme in some ways.
This suggests a broader trend that affects the entire industry as it rapidly electrifies and digitizes.
It really does. This raises an important question. What does the BMW recall, alongside mentions of these other software-related issues, tell us about the broader landscape of EV reliability?
And the challenges of integrating all this complex software.
Exactly. Especially into safety-critical systems. It's a delicate balance between pushing the boundaries of innovation, adding features, connectivity, autonomy, and ensuring rigorous fail-safe testing for every line of code.
That testing phase must be incredibly difficult now.
It's vastly more complex. Think about other complex software systems we rely on daily. Your phone, your banking app, even air traffic control systems or medical devices.
Right.
What happens when they have bugs? The consequences can range from minor inconvenience to catastrophic failure. Now translate that to a vehicle moving at highway speeds.
The stakes are incredibly high.
Incredibly high. And the industry is learning these new lessons in real time, often with public scrutiny, like with this recall.
It really is a fascinating evolution, isn't it? And this growing reliance on software and over-the-air updates fundamentally changes our relationship with our cars.
Our expectations are shifting.
Fewer trips to the dealership, perhaps, and far more convenience for fixes like this one. But it also introduces a new reliance on Wi-Fi connectivity and, crucially, a trust in the manufacturer's ability to constantly update and secure the very brain of your vehicle.
That trust is paramount. You're trusting them not to introduce new bugs with an update, for example.
Good point.
And if we extrapolate this further, consider the future of recall campaigns themselves. Could minor issues be patched seamlessly without owners ever knowing?
Like background updates on your computer.
Exactly. Becoming a continuous background maintenance process, further blurring the lines of what it means to truly own a vehicle versus being subscribed to a continuously serviced product.
That's an interesting thought. Ownership versus subscription.
how does this impact consumer expectations for immediate invisible fixes versus the traditional waiting game for a repair visit? The future of car ownership is moving far beyond nuts and bolts into a realm of digital maintenance and constant evolution,
where your car's performance and safety might depend as much on its latest software version as its last oil change.
Oh, tire rotation, yeah. So it's a different world.
So to recap our deep dive today, we've explored the surprising reality of EV stalling, not due to a lack of air or fuel, but a sophisticated software glitch in BMW's high-voltage electrical system that caused it to unnecessarily shut down.
A false positive from the car's brain.
Exactly. We learned about the significant number of affected BMW i4s, iXs, i7s, and i5s, totaling over 70,000 vehicles, highlighting that even cutting-edge EVs from leading brands can face these new digital vulnerabilities.
It's not just BMW. It's an industry challenge.
Right. And we highlighted the groundbreaking solution offered by over-the-air updates, which transforms a potentially burdensome recall into a convenient at-home fix, showcasing a new era of automotive maintenance.
The convenience factor is undeniable.
Absolutely. While a loss of power is always serious, the integrated warning system, that 15-20-second window, and the remarkable fact that BMW has reported no accidents or injuries related to this particular issue are certainly notable.
Indeed. It's a testament to the layered engineering and safety systems that even when a software error occurs, there are safeguards designed to prevent immediate catastrophic outcomes. Hopefully.
Hopefully, yes. So what does this all mean for you, the driver, the passenger, the curious mind navigating this brave new world?
Where do we go from here?
As our cars become increasingly defined by their software, will our primary concern shift from the mechanical reliability of an engine to the digital integrity and security of lines of code?
It feels like it's already shifting, doesn't it?
It does. And how might the convenience of an over-the-air fix fundamentally reshape our expectations for car maintenance, safety, and even what it means to truly own a vehicle in the rapidly evolving world of automotive technology?
Big questions for the future.
It's a fascinating, complex future, and your car is probably getting smarter, or perhaps even getting a critical update, maybe even as you listen to this.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday, good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.